Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Shri Prabhupada ki Shri Radha Kalachandji ki, Shri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Devi ki, Shri Shri Gauranitai ki, Tai Gopanandji. Hare Krishna. So it's a pleasure to be here with all of you today. And I thought I would begin, since this is the eve of the Rath Yatra, I actually wasn't thinking about that, but since that was mentioned, just to especially because today was celebrated Gundicha Marjana. No. Just a little reflection on what Srila Prabhupada said about that very important event. Om Agyanat Manandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshuru Militam Yenatasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakadah Mahyam Dharati Shvaparantika Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tilamane Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shundivadi Pastyata Deshikarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Siyadvaita Garadha Shivashari Gaur Bhakti Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So as it was stated, that Gundicha Marjana, Gundicha, in the pastime of Lord Jagannath, Gundicha represents Vrindavan. And Jagannath Puri represents Dwarkadham. So the whole point of Rath Yatra, of course I won't go into that so much because I'm sure that Giriraj Maharaj will explain that very thoroughly next week during the event. But the whole idea of Rath Yatra is to celebrate the fact that although Krishna may be in Mathura or Krishna may be in Dwarka, his mind is always in Vrindavan. He's always thinking of Vrindavan. His thoughts are always flowing to Vrindavan. And the residents of Vrindavan, Srimati Radharani, the gopis of Vrindavan, all the residents of Vrindavan are always thinking how to get Krishna back to Vrindavan. So when they met on the occasion of the eclipse, at the place of Kurukshetra, then the gopis begged Krishna, please come back to Vrindavan. And Krishna said, well, here we are. No, we're all here together. They said, no. Our heart and our mind are one with Vrindavan. We can't see you here, all these elephants and chariots and armor and all this regalia. This is not for us. We want to see you in the forest of Vrindavan. So Krishna, the pastime of Lord Jagannath, just to explain a little bit about, because our particular arrangement on this altar is very indicative of the pastime of Rath Yatra. We have the deities of Radha and Krishna, we have deities of Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra, and we have deities of Gornitai. So the goal, in the middle we have Radha and Krishna. The goal of Gornitai and the goal of Jagannath is Radha and Krishna. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna meditating on Radha, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna with the sentiment of Radha meditating on Krishna. And Krishna is in the middle. So these deities, these are the very special deities of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. And the Rath Yatra means, why does Lord Jagannath have this form? Because he's thinking of himself in Vrindavan. Whenever Krishna thinks of himself, because Krishna means the all-attractive person. So when Krishna thinks of himself, when the Lord meditates, who is he going to meditate on? Well, he meditates on himself. He's the object of meditation. So when he meditates on himself, he meditates on himself in Vrindavan. No, because just like everyone in this world, we all appreciate simplicity. We all like to go out to the countryside, you know, we're everybody's busy, especially in Dallas or Houston or somewhere. We're all busy with work and family and so many things, and everybody wants to go to the countryside. So where does that tendency come from? No. The tendency to go to the countryside comes from Krishna. Krishna also likes to go to the countryside, and that countryside is Vrindavan. No. Beautiful, transcendental village of Vrindavan, full of cows and forests. Of course, nowadays it's a little different because Kali Yuga, but when Krishna was present, and of course still Vrindavan, all these things are there, it's just that we can't see them. No. Because Vrindavan is a spiritual world. And in the spiritual world doesn't disintegrate, doesn't deteriorate. But it becomes covered. No. Just like Queen Kunti, the aunt of Lord Krishna, she said when she was praying to Krishna, that you are just like an actor on the stage. No. So when there's an actor on the stage, you look at the stage and they've got all kinds of scenes to simulate some place, and the actors, they have a mustache or a beard or something to disguise themselves. But they're the same people. So Krishna is always in Vrindavan, but it is disguised. So that those persons who are not sincere, one who is not sincere cannot see Krishna, no. The Supreme Lord, just like many people. They challenge the devotees of the Lord, they challenge the theists, and they say, can you show me God? No. But of course the theist answer is, what is your qualification? No. If someone asks a mathematician, can you explain this calculation formula? If someone asks an artist, no, can you explain how you painted this? No, you have to have that qualification. You have to have the ability, the education, the training to understand. So the training in Krishna consciousness, there is a training. And that training is called tadvidhi pratipatena pariparshnena sevaya. It means that first one must accept the opinion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Of course, Krishna, in Bhagavad Gita, he's so liberal. The Supreme Lord is so liberal. Even though, by his will, swabhaviki gyanabala kriyacha, everything, all knowledge, all energies, all activities, are governed by his will, which is done automatically. Doesn't even have to think about it. Just like here we are in Dallas, Texas, and Oh, Dallas is just one city on in this planet, and this planet is one little globe in the universe, and this universe is one little globe in amidst a myriad of universes. And Krishna, all of that whole creation, beyond all our telescopes and perception and instruments of measurement, is the Supreme Lord manifesting all these universes. And what, how does he do it? Sleeping? No. Dreaming? No. Therefore, the material world is considered to be illusion. Just like when we sleep, we wake up and we understand, oh, that was just a dream. No. So Krishna, of course, his dream is real. This whole world, the matter, energy, universes, they're all real, but they're temporary. The nature of a dream is temporary. So the nature of Krishna's dream is temporary. But Krishna doesn't take anything to do all this. Still, the Supreme Lord, because what does the Supreme Lord want to do? What is his desire? He wants to play with his devotees. He wants to have a loving relationship with his devotees. That's what Krishna wants to do. So, Krishna doesn't have to make any effort. But still, even though Krishna is doing everything, he says to Krishna, to Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita, this is my opinion. No. This Bhagavad Gita, what I just spoke to you, that's my opinion. You can do as you want. Of course, he also warns Arjuna that if you try to do what you want, because you're living within my energy, you'll end up doing what I want anyway. So you might as well do what I say, you know, because this is just like in this country or any country, they have civil law and criminal law. So if you live by the civil law, you're a good citizen. Lives by civil law, you have freedom, you can do what you want within certain limitations. And if you don't follow civil law, then you're put in a difficult situation. Because sometimes we wonder, why are there so many difficulties in this world? Why are there so many problems? If you go to the jail, if you go to a prison, someone may say, why are there so many problems here? Because everybody was disobedient. Otherwise, why don't they have freedom? Why can't they get out? Why are these walls? Why are there so many restrictions? So we also think the same way. Why should I obey God? I want to be free. So therefore, Krishna speaks Bhagavad Gita and gives so many indications how we can become free, how we can become qualified to see God, to understand God, and to relate to Him. So once we develop that qualification, then we can understand something about the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Father. In all religions, in all real religions, there is a conception of God. But very few actually understand who is that Supreme Person. No. Who is God? Who is that person? How is that person? Just like any person has a place, a residence, an address, no, a name, a face, a form, no, relatives. Just like sometimes we think that I have relatives, I have friends, just like many of you are from India, and India family and friends are very relished, so much so I see all the time people I know, they're always flying here and there for a wedding, some get-together, you know, flying for here, there, you know, somebody's getting married, this cousin, and everybody knows their cousin's brother's mother's aunt's sister. You know, it's like this extended, unlimitedly extended family appreciation. But then we think, well, but I can have all these families and I can have so much attachment for them, but Krishna, God, He can't have these things. This is not logical. No. Because everything is coming from the Supreme. Just like sunshine. If you see that there is heat and light in the sunshine, you feel the heat, you see the light, then the logical conclusion is, in the sun there must be more. No. You wouldn't think there was less. If in the emanation, in the energy, there is heat and light, there must be unlimited heat and light in the sun. So therefore, if we see personality, family, friendship in the emanation, we are the emanation of the Supreme. Therefore, in the Supreme, there must be unlimited personality, unlimited family relations, unlimited love. So this is how we can understand Krishna, the Supreme Person. So going back to Gundicha, so this is Krishna's goal. He wants to go back to Vrindavan. So this ceremony is Krishna going back to Vrindavan. But this is also, not exclusively, but it is also representative of our condition. Krishna, because what is our condition at this point in time? We are separated from the Lord. Actually, we're not separated because we're within His energy. But our consciousness is separated from the Lord. Our consciousness is the energy of the soul, which reaches out to a particular object, which is the object of my desire, my goal. That energy, that consciousness reaches out. So if my goal is money, my consciousness will be absorbed in money. If my goal is my family, then my consciousness will be absorbed in the family. And if my goal is love of God, then my consciousness will be absorbed in God. So this Ratyatra means that Krishna is indicating that here, I am the goal. You must come back to me. So the Gundicha Marjana, cleansing the temple of Gundicha, it was mentioned that Lord Chaitanya, who is Krishna himself, as in the form of his devotee, he was the one who cleansed the temple more than anyone else. So what does this mean? What does this indicate? So Srila Prabhupada explains that the temple of Gundicha represents the heart, our heart. You know? And we want Krishna, just like everyone wants, you know, everyone's here because we want to know something about God, we want to worship God, but sometimes we just want to give a little bit, you know, just on Sunday, just for an hour, or, you know, maybe twice a week, or maybe once a month, or maybe twice a year, you know, or, you know, depends on. But actually, the Gundicha Marjana means no. Krishna is saying, no, that's not my program. My program is Nitya Yukta Upasate. Always, 24 hours. Because I'm in your heart 24 hours. But I'm there in a representative form, Paramatma. I'm there, but I want to be there in my original form as Krishna. Krishna is very beautiful, playing his flute, attracting everyone. And why does he attract everyone? To make them happy, because that is our goal. We want to be happy. And this process of Krishna consciousness, susukam kartam abhyayam, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, this process is eternal, it's very wonderful, it's direct perception of religion, it is the king of all knowledge, it is the most confidential revelation of all things that can be revealed, and it is most pleasurable. You know, that's the most wonderful thing, because we all want to be happy. So Krishna is inviting us. He's inviting himself. No, he has to invite himself because sometimes we don't invite him. No, you know, nobody. Sometimes you don't like somebody that invites themselves over. No, and sometimes we don't like it when Krishna invites himself over. No, we think, you know, I have enough Krishna in the temple. That's enough for me. That's my quota. But Krishna, he said, no. I want to live in your heart. So this Gundicha, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. And he comes into the heart and he cleanses it better than anyone else. That means that Krishna is the person who can cleanse our heart better than anyone else. And so, how does he do that? So that was explained by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. Cheto darpana marjanam bhava mahadvagni nirvapana. That your heart is just like a mirror. So why do we have a mirror? So that we can see ourselves. So our heart is meant to be a mirror that we can see ourselves with. And what is that mirror made of? It's Krishna. No. Otherwise, Krishna reveals us to ourselves. But that mirror, when it becomes covered by dust, when our consciousness is fixed on something else, just like if someone is not cleansing their home because they're away, no, if you're away, then your home gets covered with dust. And so, if we're away from our heart, if we're not fixed on this is my residence. But if I'm thinking, no, my residence is Dallas, Texas, or somewhere else, and I'm away, so my heart becomes covered with dust, with misconceptions. What are those misconceptions? An inordinate desire to enjoy this material world. No. Everyone, we're here, we have to enjoy this world. Just like, just to survive, we have to eat. And eating is made to be pleasurable so that we will exist. No. And this world has to go on, so there's procreation, that's also pleasurable. But there's a way to do it, just like eating. If you eat too much, then it's not pleasurable. If you procreate too much, then it's not pleasurable. No. Or if you have the act of union of man and woman, and there's no procreation, that's not what it's meant for. So if we learn how to enjoy properly, because real enjoyment, this bodily enjoyment is just to remind us of what we really want. We want to be satisfied. We want to be happy 24 hours a day. People save up their money. People have a 401k so that they think, well, someday I won't have to work. No, we gave up on Social Security. Now it's a 401k. Now those are in danger. Let's see what they come up with next. But we're thinking, yeah, I want to come to a point where I'll be happy. No, we won't be happy in this world. But Krishna guarantees, if you just let me, you don't even have to do it. No, you don't have to. I'll cleanse your heart for you. You just chant this mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. And by that mantra, I will cleanse your heart. I'll do everything. Krishna said when Krishna was speaking to Lord Brahma, at the beginning of the universal creation. Because Brahma, now we, of course, many of you from India know Brahma, so maybe some of our new guests don't. So Brahma means the original engineer of this universe, the original person within the universe. So Brahma is a very powerful, very intelligent person. And he asked Krishna for audience. And he said to Krishna, my dear Lord, you're giving me a very grave and big responsibility to run a universe. No, some of us can't even run our own lives, so what to speak, running a universe. No, very, very big duty. So he said, certainly, while doing this, and with all this power that you're giving me, I may become very proud. So please tell me, what do I have to do to avoid that and to perform this properly? And Krishna said, I will give you the supreme knowledge by which you can do this. The only thing I require is that you simply take what I am giving to you and use it as I tell you. And then everything will be perfect. So Krishna also tells us how to use this life, how to use this material existence. He says, Sahajagya prajashvistad puruvacha prajapati. Anena pasivishadvam eshavoshtrishtakamaduk. Krishna says that you just perform yajna. No? This yajna, this will make you happy. Why did I give this process of yajna? So you can be happy. And if you perform some subsidiary, some secondary yajna, you'll be happy for a few days. But if you learn the supreme yajna, then you will be happy, supremely happy. And what is that supreme yajna? Jagyai Sankirtana Prayaya Yajantihi Sumedesaha. Those who are really intelligent will understand. This is given in the Bhagavat Purana, Srimad Bhagavatam. If one is really intelligent, one will understand that the supreme yajna or sacrifice is the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. This will cleanse our hearts. Krishna will be able to live there. Krishna, in the form of Lord Kapiladev, he said that all you have to do, you know, it's a very simple process. Satam prasangam mama virya samvido bhavanti vitkarnava sayanakata. That if you just get together with my devotees, and who are my devotees? Those persons who are always glorifying me. If you just associate with them, that's what this temple is here for. this temple was established. Srila Prabhupada, our founder Acharya, established these temples all over the world so that people can come together and associate, and especially to associate with persons who are only interested in serving Krishna. And then by that association, the message of the Supreme Lord will enter into the ears and will penetrate into the heart. And that message will stay there and purify the heart, along with the holy name, and then we'll all be happy. So, this is the purpose of Rath Yatra. This is the purpose of Krishna consciousness, that we can all be happy. We just have to understand that Krishna is the Supreme Father. It's like Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, that what is the process for approaching me? First of all, Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma. You have to learn to live on the spiritual platform. No? Because that is prasanatma, that's happiness. A spiritual platform is very jolly, very happy. No? So you learn to live on this spiritual platform. How do you do that? We recommend you follow the four regulative principles of human existence. No meat eating, no gambling, no intoxication, no illicit sex. And you chant the holy name of God, and you hear about the Supreme Lord. This is something everybody can do. These requirements are not exclusive. They simply require a little bit of determination. Just like if you want to join some club, some organization, you want to work for some company, you have to have certain qualifications. But Krishna makes no qualifications. He makes it very easy. Patram pushpam palam toyam yome bhakta prayachiti. You just offer me a flower. What is that service to Krishna? What does he require? A flower, a fruit, some water, a leaf? No? But how? Just give it to me with love. So what is Krishna looking for? He doesn't need leaves. He doesn't need flowers. No, he always has a garland on. He doesn't need these things. No. But he wants our love. So he's trying to induce us to offer our love to him, to offer something that's very dear. Of course, if we have more than that, we should offer more. Not that I have $1 million, so I'll offer Krishna a flower. No. Should be a little bit of sacrifice. No. Should be. Otherwise, then it's not yajna. No. I have $1 million, I'll offer Krishna a flower. No. Even we do better for our dog, we offer him like a little more, a little bigger percentage of our income. No. So we shouldn't treat Krishna like a pet. That I'll offer whatever I have left over, I'll give to Krishna. No, first I give to Krishna. And whatever he has left over, he'll give it to me. This is the formula. This is how we can actually be happy. Because Krishna doesn't need what we have. He just wants us to acknowledge that this is his. It belongs to him. Sarva Loka Maheshwaram. He is the owner of everything that exists. We just acknowledge that. And we acknowledge that by doing some little sacrifice. And Krishna reciprocates. Krishna's a formula of reciprocation is very nice. He says, in the same proportion that you offer something to me, I will reciprocate. But the very interesting thing about that formula is, if you give 100%, like I can give 100% because I have a limited supply. No? Let's say I give everything, I offer everything to Krishna. Okay, so I offered, you know, whatever. But Krishna, when he offers 100%, that's unlimited. So we always get the best end of the deal. Especially if we come to 100%. Then we definitely, exponentially, we prosper. No, this is the best business you can do, is to give 100% to Krishna. If many people here are businessmen, business people, so you can understand. So if you can do something and get unlimited returns, that's very good business. No? There's no business here in this world that offers that. But Krishna offers that. So the point is, we just have to learn how to become happy. That's what Krishna requires. And what is the sign of happiness? Na shochati na kankshati. No. No lamentation. And no hankering. This is what we're doing all the time. We see something on television, advertisement, billboard, magazine, internet. No. Just like, oh, there's all these free things on the internet. But the whole purpose is that you'll see what they're advertising. I need that. I can use one of those. I can use a new mortgage, a new loan, or this and that. And And then you're enticed, hankering. And then once we have something, I want more. Or once we lose it, or once it diminishes, or once we think about what it's going to take to keep it, we lament. Oh, it's very difficult. No. So once we give up this hankering and this lamentation, then we'll actually be happy. That's the sign. When there's no more lamentation, there's no more hankering. I don't need anything in this world. I don't lament for anything that I had. And samasarvashu bhuteshu, all the living entities, everyone is my brother. We all have the same universal father. And everyone is my brother. So to understand this supreme universal father, Krishna, Jagannath, that is the purpose of Krishna consciousness. And when we understand Krishna fully, then we can love everyone. Then we can extend our love to everyone. Just like we all have families, and we all think that I come from this place or that place or another place. Like Srila Prabhupada would say, the United Nations. United Nations means that we're still thinking that I'm American, I'm Indian, I'm German, I'm Mexican, whatever. We're still thinking that way. But once we acknowledge beyond all these things, here is the Supreme Person. Has nothing to do with any country or even any religion. This is the Supreme Person. And this Bhagavad Gita is the science of loving God that the Supreme Person is giving. Once we put that science into practice, then we can learn the science of love, loving everyone, purify our hearts, and live a Krishna conscious life. So this is our proposal. This is the purpose of Rath Yatra. This is the purpose of Gundicha Marjana. And this is the purpose of the Krishna consciousness movement. Just to offer all of you the opportunity to cleanse the heart, you know, and ourselves also. Cleanse our hearts, and we can all actually be spiritually happy. We can understand the purpose of life. You know. We won't be bothered by the constant fluctuation of situations within this world. Like now there's economic problem, social problems, you know, in the world, war. Everyone feels this anxiety. But if we're Krishna conscious, we won't feel this anxiety. Because Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, there's no one that's not following my path. Otherwise, all this is happening for some reason. And if we trust in Krishna and we're Krishna conscious, whatever the outcome is, we'll be happy. You know? If I'm rich, I'll be happy. If I'm poor, I'll be happy. If I'm in between, I'll be happy. No. Only by Krishna consciousness can we be happy in every situation. And material consciousness means there's only one situation in which I can be happy, and I have to endeavor day and night to create that situation. But even if I finally create it, how long will it last? Just like eating. Going back to the example of eating, you get something very nice, no? Like some of you are Gujaratis, and Gujaratis are known to be expert cooks, no? Of course, most Indians are expert cooks, whether it's Gujaratis, Sindhis are very expert cooks. So you make all this effort, 3-4 hours cooking, wonderful preparations. And then in 5 minutes, you start eating, in 5 minutes, it's finished. No? So that's material energy. So much exertion, a few minutes of enjoyment, and then you start over again. But Krishna consciousness, you become blissful, and you become more blissful, and you become more blissful. No, it just goes on and on. There's no diminution. It's always increasing. It never diminishes. So anyway, I think I'll stop here because it's getting a little late. So I just wanted to say something about this Rath Yatra and encourage everyone to try to understand it. Everything we do in Krishna consciousness, if we understand it, it becomes more meaningful and it has a greater effect. So I hope that all of you will come always to the temple, participate in the kirtan, in the lecture, and look for every opportunity to serve Krishna in this temple, in your home, in your mind, in your heart, and then you'll be happy. That I can guarantee. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any questions before we stop?
or is like you clean it up with by chanting Hare Krishna, is when you clean it up, and this is the way we can see Krishna through only through chanting Hare Krishna and meditation with the bodies.
Chanting the holy name of the Lord, either Hare Krishna mantra or other names of the Lord.
Sometimes we stop, you know, and we not keep going. Sometimes we fail, you know. Yeah. So what happened there? So we go from there, or
yes. Okay. Krishna says that everything you do for Him, there's no loss. No, it will never be lost. But if we stop for some time, then there might be some time before we actually feel the benefit. So therefore, we shouldn't stop. No, we shouldn't stop. Krishna recommends, Lord Chaitanya recommends, Kirtaniya Sadahari. And we should always be chanting. That means that we're always trying to do something for Krishna. Even our own work, when we're working, when we're with our family, we think, my work belongs to Krishna. The fruit of my work will be offered to Krishna. My family belongs to Krishna. Everything we do, let us do it together for Krishna. Then the heart will be cleansed very quickly. But if we take a break, then that will, cause our benefit will be extended out over a longer period of time, maybe even beyond this lifetime. Therefore, it's recommended that it be constant. Krishna says that there are two very important ingredients to devotional service, to serving Him. One is that there's no motivation other than pleasing Krishna. And the second one is that it should be undeterred. It should not be interrupted. If those two things are there, then in this life, very quickly, we will develop love for Krishna. Very quickly. But if we keep interrupting it, then it will be postponed farther and farther in the future, maybe next life. No. So one time Srila Prabhupada, he was describing the effects of Kali Yuga in the future, how Kali Yuga will become very difficult and very nasty. He said, so very soon it will become very unbearable. Therefore, try to get out of here as soon as possible, out of this material world. Sometimes I compare the material world like the bathroom. No? You just go in, do your business, and get out. No? Nobody likes to stay. Of course, some people have a big bathroom, even I've seen with TV and magazine rack, you know. But the main thing is you get in, do your business, and get out. So that's the material world.
What is the most undesirable situation in our spiritual life? Once one accepted the spiritual path, what would be the most undesirable situation?
The most undesirable situation once one embarks on the spiritual path is to offend the Lord or His holy name or His devotees, and in that way lose their interest or their taste for serving Krishna. That's the worst thing that could happen. No. That we lose our interest, we lose our desire to serve Krishna. That's the most unbearable thing. Most unfortunate thing.
Why is it important to serve or practice devotional service with love and enthusiasm?
Why is it important to serve Krishna? Or to perform devotional service?
Why is it important to practice devotional service with love and enthusiasm?
Why is it important? Because that is how we do anything, any type of service. Everyone is serving something or someone at all times. No. Because action requires that there be a goal or some final activity, some final recipient. Every action requires a final recipient. So we do something for someone, for something, some cause. So why do we do that? No, we want to please that person. We want to fulfill that cause. So Krishna's desire is to love everyone, because that loving exchange between Krishna and the living entity makes everyone happy. No. We become happy because Krishna is full of unlimited happiness. So that's what Krishna wants. So therefore, serving Krishna with love is the only way that we can approach Him, because that is the nature of our relationship with Krishna. And enthusiasm is a product of love. If there's love, there must be enthusiasm. It's like if two people, young people, love one other, then they're very enthusiastic. They'll do anything to meet, Romeo and Juliet, do anything to come together. So, but love is, everyone wants to love, someone. So, that is a reflection of our desire to love Krishna. Anyway, we'll stop here. We have Tulsi Puja now. All glory to Shri Guru, Shri Gauranga, Shri Prabhupada.